Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The UN Security Council has imposed legally binding sanctions on Iran, including a conventional arms ban. The Iranian government has repeatedly defied these prohibitions, as it has other measures imposed by the Security Council. The UN Security Council's 1737 Committee monitors implementation of UN sanctions, examines and takes appropriate action on information regarding sanctions violations, and has the authority to designate additional individuals and entities to an asset freeze and/or a travel ban. The 1737 Committee recently designated two individuals and one entity involved in the smuggling of a shipment of Iranian arms seized by the Nigerian government in the fall of 2010. The shipment included rocket launchers, grenades, and other explosives hidden in containers marked building materials. The 1737 Committee imposed the travel ban and asset freeze on two Iranians, Azim Aghajani and Ali Akbar Tabatabai, both members of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Quds Force, and an asset freeze on the Behine Trading Company, which the committee said acted on behalf of the IRGC Quds Force as the shipper of the weapons consignment. Susan Rice, U.S. Permanent Representative to the United Nations, welcomed the measures, noting that both the designated individuals and Behine Trading Company are tied to the Quds Force, which she described as the group that directs Iranian support for terrorism and extremism worldwide. Ms. Rice said the designations reflect the Security Council's unified commitment to using and enforcing the sanctions adopted by the Council in conjunction with a constructive process of engagement to compel Iran to meet its international obligations. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland noted that as a result of the designations by the 1737 Committee, the assets of the entity and individuals will be frozen, and the individuals will also be subject to a travel ban. These designations, she said in a statement, demonstrate the unity of the international community and a clear resolve to hold Iran accountable for its actions and prevent entities and individuals from assisting Iran in evading UN sanctions.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.